Howdy folks, I'm Mark, and thank you all for joining me. We can get right into it because I have 11 and a half minutes to talk about video games. So late last year, I put out a Google form for folks to participate in Metacritic Golf. So essentially, I had a list of 18 games or 18 holes like golf, and you guess what the game's Metacritic score would be and see how close you could get. So like golf, the low score wins. So I'm not at all the first person to come up with something like this, but I do think I'm the first person to make it unnecessarily complicated, because on top of the 18 listed games, each participant then got to choose three other games to predict. On top of that, there was also a bonus round. Each person predicted two games and their scores, one game being one that was announced but didn't have a release window, and one game that was not announced at all. Depending on if that game released in 2023 and what its score was, you would get points deducted from your final score. So for that first announced game, you would get 5 points off your score if it released in 2023, and then an additional 10 points deducted if your Metacritic score guess was within 10 points, 25 points off if it was within 5, and a whopping 50 points deducted if you hit it exactly. For the unannounced game, you would get 10 points taken off if it released in 2023, and then the same additional points off based on the score. But what I found particularly interesting as we went through the year is to see how our perception of what a game would be versus its actual Metacritic score ended up being. So I will get to the results of who won the actual Metacritic Golf, but I wanted to take the time to go through the list and talk about those perceptions. So I had 11 people participate, including myself, and I also did a control experiment where I put all scores at an 80, just to see how it would measure up. We'll only talk through the ones that everyone had to guess, opposed to the bonus round picks, which is a total of 15 games, because three of them were delayed out of 2023, which were Skull and Bones, Suicide Squad, and Hollow Knight Silksong. What we did get in are Fire Emblem Engage, Forspoken, Hogwarts Legacy, Octopath Traveler 2, Resident Evil 4 Remake, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Dead Island 2, Redfall, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Street Fighter 6, Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 16, Pikmin 4, Starfield, and Marvel Spider-Man 2. There are a few notable releases missing. For instance, Mario Wonder and Metroid Prime weren't announced before the end of the last year, so we didn't know they were coming. Alan Wake 2, I didn't actually think this would be that big a deal, and it ended up being. Some people did choose it for their pick 3, and then Baldur's Gate 3. I just thought no one cared about this nerd game, so there you have it. And now, before we really dig in, I made charts. There's a link to a slide deck with them in the description if you want to check them out. It's not very high tech. It's pretty late, and I'm tired. So to start out, we're overall pretty good at this. Of the 15 games, the average guess was 83.73. But the average actual Metacritic score for these 15 games is 82.87. So we were collectively less than a point of difference away. So the closest we got was actually we nailed Spider-Man 2 with an average guess of 90, which matches its Metacritic score. Runners-up for that is actually a three-way tie between Octopath Traveler 2, Jedi Survivor, and Final Fantasy 16. All those were 1 point of difference. The farthest average between guess and reality was Redfall, which was split by 23 points. But almost everything else was within single digits of difference. Now let's start going game by game in chronological order. First up is Fire Emblem Engage, which scored an 80. Our average guess was 85, and overall most of us did think it'd score a little higher. Only one person gave it a lower score at a 79, that's just 1 point below. A handful of us gave it an 87, and everywhere else in between. So a spread of 8 points there. Next up is Forspoken, which lived in infamy. We all thought it would be much better. Forspoken scored a 64. We guessed it'd be a 75. Everyone guessed higher. Closest was a 69. Farthest away was an 85. So full spread of 16 points there. All much higher than the actual score. Next up was Hogwarts Legacy, which took a lot of us by surprise. Came out at an 84. We have an average guess of 79. Most people guess lower than 84. A few people guessed 87, but those are only higher. A few people were at 83. Lowest score was at a 66, which is 18 points below. Overall spread of 21 points there. Then is Octopath Traveler 2. This is one we were pretty close in. That came out at an 84. We collectively guessed 85. Most people were real close here. One person got it exactly right. Overall, a spread of about 13 points. Most people guessed a little higher, but again, pretty close there. Resident Evil 4 Remake also did slightly better than we thought. That came out at a 93. We had an average guess of 90. Only one person was above the mark. Everyone else was a little bit below, as far down as the 84, and as high above as the 94. So that's a total spread of 10 points. Then is Star Wars Jedi Survivor, another one we were real close in, that has a Metacritic score of 85. We guessed an 86. The whole spread is pretty evenly balanced. Some people guessed lower, some people guessed higher. Total spread of 13 points. No exact hits, but all pretty close. Next is Dead Island 2, which overall came up pretty close. That is at a 73. We guessed 71. We were pretty balanced as far as guessing higher or lower, but those who guessed lower, we really guessed much lower. So as low as a 64 or 65. Those who guessed higher were much closer at around 75. One person did guess an 89, which is 16 points above the score, but must have had some high hopes. Overall, that does give a full spread of 25 points. Next is Redfall, which is at a 56 on Metacritic. We had an average guess of 79. We all guessed much higher. Closest was at a 67, which is 11 points above. Highest were a few people at 85, which is 29 points above. And that's overall spread of 18 points. Next up was Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, which is sitting at 96. We collectively guessed a 93. This still did go higher than expectations. We're all pretty close. A few people nailed it right on the money. Everyone else was a little bit lower, as low as an 89. Everyone else was kind of within 5 points there. A total spread of 7 points because everyone else hit it exactly 96. Next is Street Fighter VI, which was certainly punching above its weight at a 92. We guessed it would be an 85. Everyone guessed lower. Not by a ton. Everyone's within 9 points here or lower. That's a total spread of 6 points between the lowest guess, 83, and the highest guess, 89. Came out looking stronger than we thought. Next, Diablo 4 is at an 86. We guessed 82. We were all pretty balanced as far as those who thought it would be higher and those who thought it would be lower. Those who thought it would be lower were certainly more pessimistic. Some people put 72 and 77. Those who thought it would be higher went as high as a 90. So total spread about 10 points. A little close, though. Final Fantasy 16, again, another balanced one. That came out at 87. We guessed 86. Most everyone was kind of balanced here. Lowest was 82, highest was a 95. That turned out to be a little optimistic. One person hit it exactly right. But yeah, overall, fairly balanced, total spread of 13. Then Pikmin 4 came out a little underrated. It's sitting at 87, we guessed 84. More people guessed lower, a few people guessed higher, but all pretty close. Lowest was an 80, highest was a 91. Puts us at a full range of 11 points. Yeah, good for Pikmin 4. Then Starfield underperformed slightly, sitting at 83. We guessed 86. Only one person thought it'd be lower than 83 at an 80. Everyone else went as high as a 90. Some people were closer in that mid-80s range. So not the highest of expectations, but a little more than we thought. Puts that a total spread of 10 points. And then finally, Spider-Man 2, the one we collectively hit exactly right at a 90. We guessed collectively a 90. We were also pretty balanced as far as thinking it'd be higher or lower. Both within 4 points either direction. One person hit it exactly. Three people were at 89, so real close there. But yeah, did about as well as we expected. and pretty uncontroversial at a spread of 8 points. All right, now is the moment. Finally, we can find out which of us won. Okay, here's the thing. I didn't mean to make it as complicated as it is, and it's all very silly, so don't be mad, but in almost every way you slice it, I won. So when you go by just the 18 games, or the 15 in this case, the top three is myself at 66 points, Nate McKeever at 67 points, and Alex Castellanos at 85 points. That's just going with the ones everyone picked. When we add in everyone's, each person's pick three bonus round, Nate and I actually tie at 90 points each. Billy Cox rises up from seventh to third at 96 points. And I will shout him out. He was only 1 point away in each of his bonus round picks. And he's also tied with Alex Castellanos, also at 96. And then when we sum it all together with the extra pick an undated and an unannounced game each, I am in first at 30 points because I had a negative 60 deducted total from guessing that a new 2D Mario would release, which took away 10 points, and that it would have a 92 Metacritic score. And Mario Wonder is at 92, so I got negative 50 points. I was about to say I don't make the rules, but I literally made the rules. I didn't mean for this to happen. I'm sorry. Parker Deal does also rise up to second place with 38 points, largely in thanks to having 65 points deducted. Negative 30 for guessing that Advance Wars Reboot Camp would have released in 2023 finally, and he came within 5 points. And then negative 35 for guessing we would get a Metroid Prime HD remaster. And that also came within 5 points. And he actually guessed within 1 point, just shy of 94. He guessed 93. And then we have Nathan McKeever in third at 60 points. He also got 30 points deducted for guessing the Armored Core 6 would release and being within 5 points. And so here's the thing. A few months into the year, I started to think that the whole third extra portion was very silly and hard to keep track of. So for our canonical standings, and I am sorry to do this to you, Parker, I'm going to just go with the original list plus the pick three. So I'm going to run down the list here. Also, it doesn't matter. There's no prize to this. It's just, yeah, it's all very silly. Anyway, first is Nate McKeever and I tied at 90 points. Second is Billy Cox and Alex Castellanos tied at 96. Third is Landry Smith at 100. Fourth is Parker Deal at 103. Fifth is Dalton at 104. Sixth is Adam Sutherland at 110. Seventh, we have Jake Martin at 119. Eighth is AJ McCray at 131. At ninth place, we have my control experiment that 80 points each. Turns out, didn't do that great. And then 10th, we have another Jake at 154. So our time is short. I'm over. But now is the big new announcement that we're doing again, but with much less nonsense this time. And we're doing it quarterly instead. The link to participate and to make your guesses is already there in the description below. It'll also go up on socials. We're going to do 12 games for the quarter, being the ones releasing in January, February, March 2024. And your best nine will be counted. So that adds a little bit of a buffer in case any games get delayed. And the deadline to participate will just be when the review for the first game goes up, which I think will be around January 15th. So check that out, make your guesses, and we'll keep seeing how our perceptions measure up. Finally here, what am I playing? I'm back into Portal 2, trying to finish it up. Thank you all for joining me, and thank you for listening in. You can follow us on the major podcasting services. You can find us on the proper socials at 11.5 minutes and let us know, did this year's games measure up to what you expected? And that is all time we have for today. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to win. You can just say it's rigged. It's fine. I didn't mean to rig it. All right, bye.